We are Sheffield Community Church, where we represent God to the lost and found. This is the podcast of our Sunday service. We hope this message blesses you and leads you to a better life.
Good morning. Welcome to Sheffield Community Church celebration service on this lovely day, Sunday morning. So I want to welcome different ones that are logging in for the very first time. If this is your first time logging into this service, we just want to give you a special welcome. And also want to welcome those that have been with us ever since we started streaming live, coming to your homes. It's a pleasure and an honor to minister to you in this manner. For those of you in Sheffield, just to let you know that we will be starting to meet in person in one of the Sundays that are coming. We will let you know. But for those that are joining us online, we will continue to stream live to you for as long as it takes. So this morning I want to continue with the theme we built from the last 2 weeks on open doors, a season of open doors. And this is the third part of our theme. And today my topic is open doors to your destiny. Open doors to your destiny. I'm reading from the book of Revelation chapter 3, verse 8 to 9, which is our theme scripture for this year. The Bible reads, "I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name." Verse 9 says, "Behold, I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I have loved you." Father, we thank you for meeting once again. I thank you for the different ones listening to your message this morning. I pray that you will speak to us, you will minister to us life. And our Lord, as we speak the word, that you will open our eyes to the doors that need to be opened so that we may find our destinies in God. We realize, Lord, that we are of little strength and that we can't do it on our own strength. But when we depend on you, doors do indeed open. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Open doors to your destiny. We are in a new season. God is about to do something in our lives. We need to take advantage of the season of open doors that God has brought our way. New seasons take you to a place where you need new doors to open and gates to open at the new level so that you can reach your destiny in God. It's all about destiny. Life takes a different meaning when you begin to understand the destiny of God for your life. It would have been easy for the people of Philadelphia, this church that we've been looking at, found in Book of Revelation chapter 3, it would have been easy for the people of Philadelphia to have seen different doors as a result of their experiences and their perception of what was going on at that time in their lives. They had gone through a difficult time. We said 2 weeks ago that this city was known for earthquakes. It was known for devastation. And they had gone through difficult times. And yet, Jesus says, "I have opened a door for you." And they face this open door with purpose, because this church, remember, was steadfast. This church was sound in the word of God. And this church had little strength, but they depended on God. Yes, they were a little church, no question about that. And yet, there was opposition to what they were doing. Verse 9 introduces us to opposition, that Satan, there was a synagogue of Satan, people that belonged to that synagogue that were opposed to what they were doing. And this morning, I just want to share a bit on doors. What doors are like? What type of doors do we have? There are different sizes and designs when it comes to doors. Some doors are made of wood. Some doors are made of glass. Some doors are made of iron. Some doors are thick. Some doors are light to carry or even to open the door with. Some doors are common and plain, very ordinary. But some doors, you can't help but notice them because they are unique and they stand out. So throughout history, believers have found that God has a unique way of opening doors, different types of doors. There are different types of doors for different types of destinies, for different types of people. But whatever door it is, God wants to open that door to your destiny. It doesn't make a difference what kind of door it is. It doesn't make a difference what size of a door, as a matter of fact, it is. But God is able to open that door. So in order for us to take advantage of this season that we believe God has opened for us, we need to understand what doors signify in our lives, because they do mean something and they do affect our destinies. So I've got a few things I want to share. Then we will continue next week. I don't see us finishing on this message today. But I want to share a few things today concerning the doors to your destiny. And the first thing is that only God can open doors to your destiny. Only God can open doors to your destiny. We read in Revelation 3 verse 8 that this is Jesus speaking. He says, "Behold, I've set before you an open door which no one is able to shut." God opens doors and God closes other doors. Open doors are determined by God, because our God is a God of seasons. On our part, we've got to tap into that season and allow God to open our eyes so that we may flow with Him and join Him in that season of open doors. There's a story in the book of Genesis chapter 12 about Father Abraham. After Abraham had built altars to God in Shechem and Bethel, there was famine in the land. So we pick the story in Genesis 12 from verse 10. It says, "And Abraham went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt," the Bible says. You must notice that Abraham was called by God from a place of worshiping idols. And when he got into the land of Canaan, the first thing he did was to build an altar to the Lord. And then he built another one. And there was a famine, which was like a world crisis of that day. And Abraham's response to the famine was to go down to Egypt. The only problem with going down to Egypt is that Abraham did not consult with God about his migration. He rationalized in his own mind and realized that if I'm going to save my family, I need to go to where there is food. And where there was food was Egypt. And so he makes up his mind based on circumstances confronting him on the day, and he starts trekking his way down to Egypt. And all throughout this scene, he has not consulted God. So what he did is he decided to open his own door to solve a temporary problem of famine. So he entered Egypt. And for him, when he entered Egypt, unbeknown to him, Egypt became a place of compromise. Egypt became a place of compromising his destiny. In fact, he backslid in Egypt. He backslid from walking with God. It was a place of lying to survive. That's where we read about him saying Sarah was his sister, and yet this was his wife. Egypt is a place of compromise. When you open doors for yourself, you are stepping into compromise. Whenever you open a door for yourself, you open up yourself to Satan to do whatever his schemes would work to derail you from your destiny. The door was not opened by God at all. Abraham had opened it himself, and he paid dearly for it. Because it is from Egypt that Abraham comes back with Hagar. And we know that Hagar then gave birth to Ishmael. And up to this day, we are still paying a price for that mistake of Abraham opening his own door and coming back with Hagar from that door which was opened to Egypt. What door are you opening for yourself this morning? What door have you rationalized and made it logical sense to open it and go through it? Perhaps you're in that place where you find yourself in a compromised position this morning. I want to speak to you and say that door needs to be shut. That door needs to be closed because nothing of your destiny is going to be realized from that closed door, from that door you've opened yourself. And so we read in the book of Genesis that then God appears to Abraham. He saves him from the experience in Egypt and takes him back by his grace to the promised land. Because God did not want that destiny that he had upon Abraham to be compromised. Even for you now, God is coming for you. But you've got to allow God to take you out of the land of compromise. Out from that door of compromise that you have used to get into Egypt. God is waiting for you. God works in seasons. If it's not your season, you don't need to open the door on your own. Wait on God to open the doors for you. Your season is coming. Your time is coming. The right timing will tell you that it's time to go through the door. In any case, only Jesus has the key to open the right doors in your life. The moment you see yourself fumbling for your own spare keys to open a closed door, then you know that it's no longer about Jesus. It's about you and your own destiny that you are caving for yourself. And there's a price to pay. There's a price to pay. For every door that you open for your life, you will pay a price. We need the wisdom of God to decide when to act. We need the wisdom of God to decide with accuracy how to identify when to step through open doors. And these seasons are called kairos moments. Kairos moments are moments that God brings to us, which tell us that this is now time for us to enter through doors of destiny. Is it kairos moment for you at this time? Kairos moments are seasons of open doors. Open doors come from God and God alone. Don't break doors using your own wisdom and strength. There is a better way of doing it. And the better way is depending on God. Let Jesus open doors for you. Let Jesus open doors that no man can shut. When you open doors yourself, other men can shut them. But the ones that Jesus opens, no man can shut. He knows which ones to open and he knows which ones to shut. And when he opens that door, pray that you see them and enter through them. Thank God for his grace. Abraham came back to a place of destiny. And it is in Bethel, it is in Canaan, that he began to navigate and follow the leadings of the Spirit of God and built altars that drew him closer to God. And from those altars, his destiny was realized even beyond his own life. This is a place where God was building a city whose maker and builder is not man, but God. You need to find that place. You need to find your destiny in God. Doors need to open for you that you may hear and see what God is doing, what God has in store. Paul writing, he says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what God has in store for those that are close to God. There's a second thing I want to bring to us today, that doors of destiny attract opposition. Verse 9 of Revelation chapter 3 that we read, I'll read it again for us. Behold, I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I'll make them come and bow down before your feet, and they will learn that I've loved you. The church in Philadelphia was really facing the opposition of Satan. For we do not battle against flesh and blood, Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6. He says we fight against principalities, against powers, against rulers in high places. So our battle is not against flesh and blood. The Philadelphian church soon realized that the opposition they were facing was not human. There were some entities that were controlling the kind of opposition they were going through. And the Bible mentions that the opposition was that of Satan. There was a synagogue of Satan in the land that was opposing and resisting the will of God concerning that church, concerning the people of God. There's a story in the Bible about this type of opposition that I want us to look at. It's the story of Pharaoh. Pharaoh resisted the release of the children of Israel from bondage. Exodus 7, verse 4 reads, Pharaoh will not listen to you. This is God speaking to Moses about Pharaoh. He says, Pharaoh will not listen to you. Then I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring my hosts, my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. So God says to Moses, you don't need to be afraid because Pharaoh has closed the door for my children to realize their destiny by coming out of Egypt. But Pharaoh had shut the door. He had subjected them to a life that was below their destiny. It was in Pharaoh's interest to keep them away from their destiny. And he took God sending 10, or rather God releasing 10 acts of judgment upon the land of Egypt for Pharaoh to get the message that my children have got to go. My children have to leave Egypt. I call them side doors to your destiny. When the enemy can't get to you, he entices you, or he uses three side doors to your destiny. There are more than three, but we notice that in Egypt, at least, we can identify three. And the first side door that the enemy will use as you're trying to break through into your destiny is the side door of fear. The side door of fear. This was Pharaoh's main strategy in Egypt. He made life hell for the children of Israel. He used threats, he intimidated them, he manipulated them, and he ill-treated them. So much that all they thought about was how big and how powerful Pharaoh was. They were so afraid of him that they could not even identify that Moses was sent by God as a deliverer to them. And they were against him at some point because they just could not take it in that how can a man stand against Pharaoh? Nobody can close the doors as long as God keeps them open. Word had come out of God's mouth that I've seen the suffering of my children, I've heard their cries, and I'm taking them out of Egypt. That was the word from God. I'm taking them out so that they can realize their destiny in a land I've promised their forefathers. But Pharaoh went out of his way to oppress and fill their hearts with fear. You know why? Because fear causes us to miss our opportunities in God. Fear paralyzes us. Fear derails our journey to our destinies. So when we are afraid, we stop fighting. We have no energy. We have no power. We become blind to the opportunities that God is opening our way. Maybe you are here today. You are afraid. Maybe you are here today because of your experience, your past experience. You are now afraid to realize your dream in God. I've come with news to you that God did not give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And so Moses keeps saying to them, let my people go, talking to Pharaoh. He says to the power of the day, because Pharaoh represented a satanic power. Pharaoh represented a satanic system that was keeping the children of Israel in bondage. And God says to Moses, say to this power of Egypt that, let my people go. He was bringing down the power of fear from the children of Israel. It was a spirit, because fear is a spirit. We live in days of fear. So when you cough, you are afraid. When you sneeze, you are afraid. When you greet people, you are afraid. But I've come to say to you this morning that God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of power. We can withstand whatever the enemy is throwing on us. The second side door that the devil used is the side door of defeat. Notice that the Philadelphian church could have been hopeless, could have been depressed, pessimistic, and despondent. It was not a nice city to live in because of the pandemics or the earthquakes and all that. They had every reason to see the door of defeat instead of the door to their destiny that Jesus had opened for them. So what door are you seeing today? They refused. The Philadelphian church refused to give in to despondency. They refused, yes, they had little strength, but they refused to be defeated by circumstances. Pharaoh beat the people down. He oppressed them. He made them feel dejected, defeated, and so depressed. These were all tools that the enemy was using to derail them from finding their destiny. These were all side doors that were meant to lead them to a place where they were going to serve Pharaoh for generations after generations. But I've come with news to you to say God wants you to break free from the spirit of defeat. You are more than victorious in Christ. Christ went to the cross. He died so that you may be set free from that spirit of defeat. You can find your destiny. You can find that door to your destiny. Ignore the side door of defeat and hold on to Jesus Christ. Amen. And the other door that the enemy uses is the door of unbelief. This is a side door, the side door of unbelief. Unbelief is lethal because it makes us pessimistic about life. All we see is failure, negativity, and defeat. But faith opens our eyes to see the door of destiny. Faith is optimistic about life. The believers in Philadelphia were in a situation where they could have been pessimistic. Even with their little strength, Jesus says, I've opened a door for you. They are similar to the situation of the children of Israel under Pharaoh. There were both opportunities and obstacles. They had an opportunity of believing God and breaking out of Egypt. But unbelief sees obstacles. Unbelief sees closed doors. But faith sees open doors. Faith sees open doors. Faith sees opportunities. They saw obstacles. They saw Pharaoh's army. They saw how strong Pharaoh was. And while they were in the wilderness, they saw garlic and onions and milk instead of seeing God's bread from heaven, which was manna. They were so mesmerized by the watermelons of Egypt, so much that they could not see the door to their destiny, which was the promised land. What are you seeing this morning? Could it be that the watermelons of Egypt are clouding you to not see the rivers of life that can flow out of you? Could it be that the garlic of Egypt is distorting your taste, that you no longer sense or are willing to be baptized by the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues? Could it be that you have been blinded by life in Egypt, that you no longer see doors to your destiny in the promised land where there is milk and honey? I'm challenging you today. I'm encouraging you today and say only the Lord holds the keys to your destiny. It's not Pharaoh that is in charge. It is the Lord Jesus that says, behold, I open a door for you. It's not Pharaoh who has got the final word on your destiny. It is Jesus Christ who has power over your destiny and not Pharaoh. Unbelief is a trap door. It's a trap door that will lock you inside longer than you want to stay there. It's a trap door that when you certainly come out of it, you'll be defiled, you'll be depressed, and you'll be compromised. You'll be broken and tarnished. I command you to come out of that door. You need power of God to break out of that door. Here is my final point, and then we will pick it up next week. When we talk about doors to destiny, you've got to step out by faith and enter your door of destiny. Step out by faith. A door grants access from where you are to where you need to be. It permits you to move from point A to point B. Without access to a door, a person can be confined to a particular level or spot. Thus, a door can restrict or grant you access. Doors need to open in order for one to move to the next level. Doors need to open in order for one to break free from bondage. The Red Sea was a restriction system functioning as a gate that no man could open, so the children of Israel thought. You can't open that gate unless you are sent by God. Unless God is involved, unless God is part of your story, that door to your destiny cannot open. It will be a restricting system over your life. It will be a limiting system over your life. It will be a frustration and a delay to God's purposes over your life. So the children of Israel, because their eyes were based on the flesh, they could not see that the Red Sea was a barrier that could open at the command of God to their destiny. In fact, there was no other road to their destiny except through the Red Sea. If any man was to deal with the Red Sea, that man needed to engage with God at a higher level so that that gate could be opened. Without the Red Sea opening up, the children of Israel would not have made any progress in their lives. See, the gate of the Red Sea needed to respond. And it needed to, because their destiny was on the other side of the Red Sea. Their destinies today that have been derailed. Some of us have given up on our destinies because of the Red Sea. And the Red Sea grows bigger by the day as you look at it. The Red Sea is intimidating every day you look at it. The Red Sea paints a picture of impossibility. But I've come with good news to you. That God has got eyes that can see beyond the Red Sea. That God has power that can break through the Red Sea. God is not going to go over the Red Sea. Neither is he going to go round the Red Sea. God wants to open a way through the Red Sea. And that is the power of destiny. When destiny calls, even the Red Sea has got to part. So God raised a man. He raised Moses, a prophet who understood the ways of God and not just the works of God. This prophet was able to receive revelation about how to use an ordinary rod to do exploit for God's people. And so God takes an ordinary rod, and when God touched that ordinary rod, it became the rod of Moses. It became the rod that parted the Red Sea. I want to explain to you that it's not just a rod, any rod that can open a Red Sea in your life, your destiny. It's not just any man that can be used by God to open the Red Sea to your destiny. There is a man that has been assigned for this. There is a man that came from heaven, anointed by God, who lived among us, who became one of us. And this man went to the cross so that you and I can find that road, so that you and I can get hold of the power to part the Red Sea in our lives. His name is Jesus Christ. It is this man that went on the cross. It is this man that by his blood we've been forgiven. Even as he hung on the cross, he said, "It's finished." And when he rose from the dead, he breathed on the disciples, says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." And so today, we too are empowered. We too have Jesus Christ. And when we call upon his name, doors open. When we call upon his name, Red Seas have to part. It's not about us, it's about the name. It's not about us, it's about the power from on high that is made available for they that call on his name. The Bible says, our power is not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. It says, mountains shall move because of the Spirit of the Lord. So I want to talk to you this morning. Say, whatever mountains you face, whatever red seas you have confronted with this morning to your destiny, those seas can be parted. Those mountains can be leveled off. It's all about Jesus Christ. When we talk about destiny, your destiny is in Jesus Christ. Your destiny is not in the hands of man. Your destiny is not in the hands of an institution. Your destiny is in the hands of God. And Jesus speaks to you this morning. He says, behold, I open the gate. The door is open for you. If only you could take him at his word and start walking towards him. He's willing to take you by hand, even if it means walking on water like Peter. Jesus is prepared so that your destiny may be realized. It's more than you. It's more than your destiny. It's about God's purposes coming to pass upon your life. In fact, your destiny can set a lot of other people free. God has chosen you. God, you are his plan. You are his channel. You are his strategy for your family, for your community, for your workplace. God wants to use you. The doors are open. The doors are open to your destiny. Would you pray with me? Would you join me in prayer? As you join me to pray, say, God, I choose to follow you. Lord, I choose to come as you tell me to come, for doors are opening right now. I pray that you will stand with me and join me in prayer. Father, as we pray today, doors of destinies are opening. There are different ones that have been held down by the power of Pharaoh. Pharaoh representing a demonic system, an oppressive system of satanic magnitude. But this morning, Lord, we are breaking out. We're coming out of that oppression. We're coming out of that blindness, of that defeat, of fear, of unbelief. We're coming out of that. In the name of Jesus, that Lord God, you may fill us with your spirit. Our hope is in you, O God. We may be of little strength, but we have power in God to pull down strongholds. We may be feeling defeated this morning. We may even be afraid, but I thank you for your word that you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have given us a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And so we declare that word over different situations today. In the name of Jesus, that my God, doors will open today. Doors of destiny will open today. That side doors will be shut and our eyes will be fixed on that one door that you have opened for us as we reach out for a destiny in God. And God's people say, amen. Thank you for joining us today. We continue with doors of destiny next week when we look at yet another door that God is opening for us as we stand up by faith and step up by faith, believing that God has something for us in this season of open doors. May the Lord bless you.
If God is transforming your life through this podcast, take courage and visit us in person. We would love to meet you and get to know you more. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you soon.